Welcome to Spinal Columns, the official newsletter of Can Spine. We're recording this on Tuesday, July 1st, 2025. On this week's episode, we are covering four new publications from researchers at Can Spine, which is part of the Faculty of Health Science, School of Physical Therapy at Western University. The first paper we're looking at today comes from David Walton. The research addresses a specific question: if women in the military experience more sexual trauma, are they also in more severe pain? To find out, the study used confidential surveys with over 300 Canadian military personnel and veterans, all of whom were living with chronic pain. Participants reported on their pain, their symptoms of anxiety and depression, and their experiences with military sexual trauma. The findings show that women reported experiencing events like sexual harassment and emotional abuse far more often than men did. Yet when it came to pain severity, there was no gender difference. The odds of reporting severe pain were about the same for both women and men. The research did show that certain traumas were linked to higher anxiety and depressive symptoms, and these psychological symptoms were in turn associated with higher pain scores for all participants. That first paper measured pain severity, which brings up a related question: how are people asked to map their musculoskeletal pain? A scoping review protocol by Allison Rushton and David Walton sets out to catalog the different ways this is done. The review will systematically search the literature for pain mapping tools, classifying them by features like whether they use a male or female body outline, how the body is segmented into different regions, and if the map is on paper or digital. The project will also document the methods patients use to record their pain, such as shading areas, marking spots, or checking boxes. The stated purpose is to survey the existing approaches to pain mapping to identify consistencies and gaps, which can then guide the creation of new, quantifiable pain maps. So, while one project looks at how to capture a snapshot of pain, another asks about the bigger picture over time. This brings us to the next protocol from Allison Rushton and David Walton, which addresses the question, which physical tests can predict the future of neck and upper back pain? To answer this, they are planning a systematic review. This means they will systematically search the existing body of scientific literature for prospective studies, research that follows adults with neck and thoracic pain over a period of time. The review will identify which physical measures of functioning, when tested, are associated with how those patients fare later on. The stated purpose is to summarize this evidence for clinicians, helping them make more informed decisions, and for researchers, by pointing out where gaps in our knowledge still exist. While the previous project aims to help clinicians predict outcomes for neck and back pain, our final paper for today looks at recovery from a different perspective. A study from Pulak Parikh addresses the question, what helps firefighters recover from a work-related shoulder injury? To investigate this, the research team conducted one-on-one virtual interviews with 14 firefighters, a group of 9 males and 5 females, all of whom had experienced such an injury. The analysis of these conversations showed that firefighters pointed to the need for accurate diagnosis and early medical and physiotherapy intervention. They also described the roles of social support and their own coping strategies. When asked about their preferences for occupational health, the firefighters indicated a desire for formal, targeted exercise programs and mandatory health and wellness monitoring. And that brings us to the end of this episode's review. Today's research took us from the reported experiences of pain in military personnel to the methods used to document and predict it. We looked at how pain severity was measured, the project to catalog different pain mapping tools, the search for physical tests that can forecast neck pain outcomes, and what firefighters identify as helpful for their recovery. These papers show the different ways researchers approach questions about musculoskeletal health. Thank you for listening to Spinal Columns, official newsletter of Can Spine.